Starting October 6th, you should have more access to your health records than ever before, at least in theory. I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. A federal rule says, starting this month, hospitals and doctors must share a whole lot more electronic health information with their patients, but it comes with some real downsides. To get a better handle on it, I spoke with Mickey Tripathi. He's the federal health official in charge of digitizing and democratizing the country's healthcare data. Mickey's official title, National Coordinator for Health Information Technology at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So, Mickey, at a super high level, why is October 6th a big day?
October 6th is a big day because we're saying if data is electronically accessible, meaning it's on a computer system somewhere in your hospital, you're required to make it available electronically. Patients deserve more healthcare data, right? That's the basic premise. We're saying it is electronic, it's digitally there, so make it available.
What's a patient going to be able to do on October 6th that they could not have done on October 5th?
Yeah, so it's going to vary a lot, but conceptually, starting on October 6th, a patient ought to be able to see that what is offered to them or available to them is more than who are, you know, your first name, last name, your address. So, for example, you might start to see, oh, wow, there's a whole set of like notes, nursing notes or my operative notes from my, you know, from my last surgery. Those are starting to be made available to you electronically.
What are the stakes here if these efforts fail?
I mean, the stakes are that you show up someplace where you need care, and information that is critical to that clinician on the ground is not available to them. Showing up in the emergency department and being prescribed penicillin when you're allergic to penicillin, and you know, right now, how do they figure that out? They ask you, right? Well, what if you're in trauma? What if you're elderly? We never know when we're gonna, you know, be in that situation where a clinician doesn't know everything about us and they're making decisions on the fly because they have to go with the best information they have. We want to make sure that they actually have the best information rather than the best information that they just happen to have.
On the one hand here, Mickey, you're giving patients easier access to their data, but at the same time as, and I know you know this, you're opening the door up to privacy and security questions, at least theoretically.
I mean, those are very real risks. So the first thing I would say is that for patients in particular, getting their information, they need to be incredibly diligent about the apps that they're using for their healthcare information. Instead of doing what you and I do all the time, we download an app, user agreement, click, 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 just get me to the damned app, please. You know, you can do it for all your other stuff, right? But don't do it for your financial stuff, but definitely don't do it for your health information stuff.
But I mean, this is clear, Mickey, this could be a disaster for patients. So what is it you guys are trying to do?
So what we're trying to do is, first off, impress upon everyone the need to educate patients. Because, you know, we strike a balance here, right? You don't want to say, well, we're not going to provide information to patients. We want to be able to say, we are providing information to patients because we think that they will be in a better position to participate more actively in their own care and benefit from that. But that benefit comes with certain risks, and they need to, you know, understand those risks. And there's an obligation on providers and others to educate patients about it.
That was Mickey Tripathi, National Coordinator for Health Information Technology at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. To hear more from Mickey, including why he thinks the country's health record system should work more like Kayak and Expedia, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.